Blog Talk Radio. Y'all know what it is. It's Tuesday night, and you know what that means. You're listening to V's After Dark, where everyone comes. That's right, it's 9 p.m. on a Tuesday, and I'm your host, Miss V, the Toy Lady. And if this is your first time listening, oh my God, you're in for a sexual, freaky-ass good time, because that's what I do. I talk about sex. 2 straight hours of fucking nothing but talking about sex, talking about fucking. Shit, talking about. But, oh my God, you're in for a treat tonight. I'm a little bit off script, but let me let you know, still got to pay them bills every week, let you know that this show is brought to you by V's After Dark Pleasure Products, your one-stop shopping for everything that's pleasurable. You can catch them on the web at thetoylady.com. That's thetoylady.com. You can also check them out on Facebook and like their page, V's After Dark Pleasure Products. Now that I've gotten that in, I got to let you know about tonight's topic. Tonight's topic is, oh my God, it's dear to my heart. And I say this because when I thought about what I was going to talk about, you know, I've been kind of on this bitch fest for the past couple of weeks, so I kind of apologize to y'all about the bitch fest. I thought about it, and I was like, in honor of Exotica that will be going on this weekend in Chicago, everybody who will be there, big shouts out and big kisses. I will not be there, but I figured I'd let tonight's topic speak for itself. Tonight's topic is foreplay, and for any of you that were at last year's Chicago Exotica, I conducted that seminar, and I figured I'd touch on the importance of foreplay tonight. So I'm going to ask you to call in with your questions to 646-716-8041, or the chat room is open. I apologize, you guys. The chat room is open. And, Lord, I'm on some shit this week. And you can post your questions in there, and as usual, you can always email your questions to askmissv@thetoylady.com, and I will be checking the email throughout the show. I have to apologize to last week's listener who sent me a question that I am going to address in just a second, but I want to let you know, before we get into it, if you want to keep on top of everything that's going on with me, follow me on Twitter at MissVTheToyLady. That's MSV. DATOYLADAY. I'm so sorry, you guys. Let me repeat that for you. Miss V the Toy Lady. That's MSVDATOYLADY. And I'm on Twitter. Oh my God. I'm like so hyped this week because I have, oh my God, somebody who I really admire. And it's Mistress C. And I had to get a little bit of something out there real quick because on the Facebook page, someone posted, they actually sent a message to us on Facebook saying that they did not like the post about Mistress C and said, take it down. To answer your question, the post is still up there. No. Just because you may not agree what we put on our page, remember, this is our page, not your page. We just keep it up there. Plus, you don't have to agree with everything that we do. Had to get that little bit tidbit out there because instead of addressing the email that I was sent, I figured I would address it on the air. You know, our page is there, and we post who our guests are, and we love all of our guests. And you do not have to like who we have on, but please respect us by not sending us messages by saying that we need to take something down because that's just not how it goes, you know. We're all open-minded people. But with that said, oh my God, Mr. C, sweetie, if you listening, you know I'm going to get up in your business because that's what I do. And we know each other, so I'm going to have fun with her because I did some research. Ooh, a lot of research. But as usual, I can't jump too far off topic. This week's toy is the Vibe Dreammaker. This toy has so many goddamn speeds, I still haven't hit them all. And it's the featured toy for the week. It will be available from today until next Tuesday on the homepage of V's After Dark. This toy is $120, and I'm going to tell you it's worth all $120 because, believe me, when I sell this toy, people come back thanking me, men and women, and that's right, I said men and women because, oh my God, this toy makes dreams come true. Baby, if you're listening, yeah, I'm using the Dreammaker on the air tonight. Ooh, with that said, remember, call in to 646-716-8041 with your questions. I'm going to, again, apologize to Nathan who sent me an email last week. I'm sorry, Nate. I gave your full name, but Nate. So I'm going to answer your question because he sent a question, and he's basically calling himself the he's calling himself Vanilla, and he said he had, like, a major sexual situation. He hasn't had sex in 10 years. Baby, you a virgin. You like the 40-year-old virgin. You really a little bit more than Vanilla. You just straight-up virgin. 10 years? Shit, I don't know if I could go 10 minutes without sex. Well, but he wants me to address this. And he really doesn't know how to approach women. And he does put the pussy on the pedestal, as he calls it. And he also doesn't want to be hit on by someone he's not attracted to. And he says, do women think that every guy... And I want you guys to call in with this also. He's like, Do you women think that every guy that comes up to you in a bar wants to immediately have sex with you, or could they be like me and just trying to get to know you slowly? Guess what, Nate? When I go to the bar, I don't think everybody wants to fuck me, believe it or not. They probably do, but I don't think it. You know, it depends on how a guy approaches. And Nate, I'm going to answer this seriously. It really depends on how a guy approaches me in a bar. And his approach is everything, because all men don't want to fuck. I know that. Most women know that. Being that you are a few years younger than me, you know, I can't really speak for the whole 30-something crowd, what they're going through, but I would make thoughts. I'm not even going to make assumptions. I'm going to think that from what I do know about the crowd under 40, that some of the things that are going on right now is that people are into this, what is it, friends with benefits. I'm sorry, I don't do friends with benefits. If I'm a friend with a benefit, baby, I get paid well. And that's probably why I don't do friends with benefits, because friends with benefits for me is just another form of me saying, hey, you want to hit the pussy, you got to pay for it, period. That's the benefit. I'm your friend, you pay me for the pussy, that's my benefit, okay? So that's my friends with benefits, you know. No, but actually what you really should look at is your approach. And a lot of times, I mean, if a guy looks really nerdy, and I'm going to say this, and men, listen to me when I say this, I don't care if you're 20, 25, 30, 35, 40, 45, etc. When I go to a club, and I go to plenty of clubs, when I'm at a club, either by myself or with my girls or even with my man, men look. That's what you guys do, just like women look. We look. But if you come and approach me in a club and your conversation is whack, I'm definitely not going to give you conversation. And I'm sorry, and this is really shallow of me to say, but I'm going to say it because it's how I personally feel. If you look like Chester the Child Molester, and that means if you look real, real nerdy, if what you wear to work is what you wear to the club, the odds are, in my case, unless we're at an after-work affair like a happy hour, you're not going to get a conversation from me. That's because when I'm at the club at 10:30, 11:30, 12, 1, 2 in the morning, I don't want to see the guy who looks like he's working or he's analyzing me. That makes me uncomfortable. And I know that some people just don't change the way they dress, but I'm shallow with that. If I look at you, I'm an appearance person. If visually there's nothing that I see about you, even if I might want to get to know you better, if you look like that you just left your office or you're on your way back to teach a class, and nothing against anybody who's professors, you know, or any of that, but if you just don't have the I'm really out relaxed look, you're not going to get a conversation. And a lot of times guys, when they approach, and especially guys like Nate, who is per se kind of shy, I would say, look at how you're looking. And I mean, I'm not saying go get a whole brand new wardrobe and try to change what you're doing. But what I'm saying is that if the same thing that you wear to work every day is what you're wearing to the club, then the approach is going to be off. The only exception to that is, like I said, a lot of ours, and especially for more professional people, happy hour, and we call them after work affairs. I'm pretty sure every city has a happy hour. And it normally goes from about 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. at most bars. And happy hour is where it's okay to be in your work clothes. Because most people start getting off work at 4 p.m. Some people get off earlier than 4. But we say the average person starts getting off between 4 and 4:30 and up into 6 p.m. Therefore, these people are going straight from work to have a drink to relax after work. Wearing your work clothes is okay then because you're in a professional setting with people who have just gotten off work. They haven't even gone home yet. 11, 12 o'clock at night, baby, I'm not feeling you in what you're wearing. I don't think you're trying to fuck me, but guess what? You're going to get more game from me or more conversation if you don't look like you just got off work at 11:30 at night. If you approach me at 5 o'clock in the evening and we're at a bar and you look like you just got off work, your conversation is going to be there. And I know it seems kind of weird for me to say that, but that's how it goes. And that's just the reality of it. And for me to be the age that I am, I will say that approach is everything to me. And it's not about sex. I can tell you my man has like the smoothest approach. And I won't say what his approach was, but his approach, as they say, we dated. And we did date first. And I think I was more the aggressor because I kind of wanted to, but I didn't let it show. Yeah, baby, I'm putting our secrets out there because you didn't know that. But he was a gentleman, and a big thing is that we look for gentlemen. We look for people to wine and dine us, and I can tell you the wine and the dining for most women, unless they're a gold digger, and yes, chicks, I'm calling you out. If you're a gold digger, hooch, whatever you want to call it, wench, you're on the front street. But going to talk about tonight's topic, foreplay. And the reason, like I said, I did this seminar last year, and I got caught off guard when I did it, but I do know enough about foreplay to know what it is. I went to my favorite website, askmen.com, and, you know, they have all this different information. And for any of you who want to know where some of my topics come from or my information, askmen, again, askmen.com, that's askmen. men.com. That's where I get a lot of my information from. That's why I use as references. It's a very good website for anybody. It's online. But I was looking up foreplay because, like I said, it's dear to my heart. And foreplay is a whole lot of things. And I think people are so used to doing foreplay, and basically most people don't know what foreplay is. I can tell you, for me, foreplay is my man fighting with me. And I don't mean physical fighting. I mean that we do things like have pillow fights. And yes, I said pillow fights. We do have pillow fights. And his form of foreplay, because I'm a little bit of a freak behind closed doors, and he does certain things that turn me on, and he knows what turns me on, and he knows what I like. And but it's foreplay for us. It's not, you know, and that what he does doesn't lead to sex. It leads to us acting silly with each other and getting relaxed. And if it leads to sex, we good. If it doesn't, we have fun. I mean, a few weeks ago, he was laying there watching TV, and I took the damn pillow and started hitting him. I got my ass beat 2 or 3 times, but we was pillow fighting. Two big-ass adults pillow fighting. Wasn't no, you know, as they say, that shit that you see in the movies, it wasn't happen like that. You know, you say, oh, they were having foreplay, the next thing you know, they were fucking. No. We had foreplay, and then we went back to watching the movie. And then I did something else stupid to him, or he'll do something to me. You have to learn what your partner likes, but the big thing is that it's very important to have foreplay, because when you have foreplay, things happen. When you go out on a date with your mate, I know one of the things, and I'm going to speak from what my man tells me that he likes and the things that I know have worked in my relationship, because as they say, the best way to talk about it is from experience. And with us, I am a very, very business type person when I'm not on the air and when I'm taking care of other things. So when we go out to dinner or we go out on what we call our dates, you know, I dress very provocatively. He doesn't like me wearing underwear. That is part of our foreplay. And there is a lot of stuff going on under our table. I mean, if some of these restaurants knew what was going on at our tables, we probably wouldn't be asked back, because we go to some really nice restaurants. But we start at the restaurant, and then we start while we're driving. I mean, we sexting. And I know you'll say sexting. Yes, I do sexting. But it's the different things that you have to learn how to do. And ladies, it's not always about the man starting it. You can start foreplay. Like I said, that pillow fight, I started that pillow fight. He didn't start it. I was in a silly-ass mood, and I was like, time to bring it on, bitch. We getting ready to fight. And we had fun. And it's one of those things where you have to be able to say you're going to have fun with your mate. And that is something that a lot of times we do not do. We have forgot how to have fun. We have forgot how to just listen and just relax. I mean, come on, people. If this is about wham, bam, hit it, ma'am, and hit it and quit it, then it's one of those things that you want to say, what's up? What's going on with this? And I can tell you, it ain't always about that. But I want to hear from you guys. You know, what do you think is foreplay? Remember, you can send your questions, and I do have the chat room open, because there's a few people missing. So I don't know, is everybody on summer vacation this week? You know, what's going on? You know, and talk to me, because I'm telling you, you're going to love my guest. Oh, and it's hot. Gotta talk about this temperature. Hot as hell. But I know you guys love my voice. Love it, love it, love it, love it, love it. I know you guys love that I talk so much. And what else is going on this week? Oh, New Orleans. Put your seatbelts on, because I will be there in 2 days. People are still working on stuff, but I think I got some surprises coming in New Orleans. But definitely got to say, New Orleans, put your seatbelts on, because I'm definitely going to be there. I'm getting ready to turn New Orleans out. Yes, Miss V is going to be in the city. I will be there for 4 days, and I'll be having so much fun. What else am I going to be doing? Next week is the ad. Next week, even though it's not posted yet, next week will be strictly Ask Miss V as of right now. And that means that you will be able to send all your questions in to me, and you'll get to talk to me on the air, and we're going to just sit back and bullshit next week. Yeah, I said we're going to bullshit, because I'm going to have fun. And when I say we're going to have lots and lots of fun, we're going to have big time fun. Because I'm going to be probably still hungover from New Orleans. And I'm going to have a lot of people just chilling with me. And I've got some big announcements coming. And I mean, you guys have got to start listening, because it's the summertime. And I know a lot of people want to say that, hey, it's time to chill. Well, it's time to make money. So for me, I'm going to act a stone cold fool. And yes, for any of you who are following me, yes, I am tweeting. I say that again. Yes, I am tweeting while I'm talking. So that means if you could send me a question on Twitter, because you know I'm posting it and I'm talking to you. That's the beauty of this. I could tweet, chat, and check emails all at the same time and not miss a beat. That is the beauty of this. Hey, chat room, what's going on? Oh, I see the All Pleasure Network is up in there. Hey! And I see my guest up in there. Oh, my God. You guys are going to have fun tonight with me. For all you guys that don't know the All Pleasure Network, they're also on Blog Talk Radio. And Alicia Pleasure, that is her station. Hey, guys. I hope you guys enjoy the show. Make sure you chime in on this week's topic. I'm talking about foreplay, so feel free to chime in because I know how much fun I'll be having with this. And y'all know I could run my mouth. Oh, Lord. Let's see. Tweeting, chatting, acting a fool. Yeah, I'm getting ready to clown. That's what I do best. I know that everybody is like, she is high on herself. Again, I have had my energy drink this week, so I'm on cloud. I'm past cloud nine this week. I'm just like having so much fun. But I'm like loving it. I'm hot. I could get naked right now and nobody would know. And yes, this is my normal. But you guys know what? I'm like loving so much of this. And in a few minutes, I'm going to have my guest coming on, Mistress C. And I'm going to have so much fun with her. She just don't know. She think I'm a fool in person. She ain't heard me on the radio yet. And for anybody who hasn't heard me, y'all know I don't have no good sense. I don't have good sense on most days. So you know today is no exception to that. And remember, stick around for my live toy demo because y'all know I'm going to act a fool with that too. Yeah, I'm kind of high on myself tonight. That's right, I'm high every week on myself. Oh, well. But, you know, I was trying to find some, like, good music because I didn't get a chance to get my music uploaded this week that I wanted. But I know I got the mistress coming on, so all the respect going to be going with her. And for those of y'all who said that I don't have respect, I have respect for a lot of people. But what I'm going to do in the meantime, I want you guys to sit back, start thinking, think about your questions. Because remember, you could call 646-716-8041 because I'm going to have Mistress C on the air live. But right now, you're listening to V's After Dark, where everyone comes. And I'm your host, Miss V, the Toy Lady. So, you guys sit back, and I want you to get in the mood, and I'll be back in a few.
Da da da.
about you guys? I hope y'all were listening good and y'all got in the mood, because guess what? I got a treat for you guys. I have to welcome tonight's guest. I got to give her much respect, the dominatrix, Mistress C.
Wow. You have an audience back there. Loving it. Hello, hello, Lady V. I am well. I'm good. I'm sitting here, you know, packing one toe in at a time, getting ready for Chicago. So, yeah, the Exotica Dungeon, we are on in a couple of days, and people are like, ooh, ready.
And I wish I was going to be there with you guys. But before we get into everything, for my listeners who really don't know who you are, because, you know, I don't know if you heard a little bit earlier, but I guess some people didn't like what I posted on Facebook. I don't care what they like. That's my business. I don't care what they like.
I mean, really?
Not the personal page. But you know what?
Really?
For everybody.
What is it that they didn't like about your
post? They just said they didn't like the post. I don't know. You know what? Who cares?
Yeah,
see,
exactly.
That's why they say I'm the head bitch in charge.
Okay. In charge of your shit and your ship. You know, those are not on or ready to float with the motion. Get off. And you know where you're going into. The sea with the sharks. You either hang on the boat or you just jump off.
Do me a favor. Tell everybody a little bit about yourself before I get into my questions, because I'm going to get up in your business.
Yeah, you said you have to get up in my business. I'm like, okay. Well, I'm Mr. C, in case you didn't know it. No, actually, you know, I am a lady who can appreciate my dominance as a female in this world, and I choose to handle the label within the lifestyle of BDSM. I enjoy fetishes, kinks. I enjoy navigating the waters, helping others, you know, untap, unleash their kink in a safe, comfortable atmosphere. So, yes, I do a lot of different things. I use paddles and whips. I use my voice, my mouth. I'm good with humiliation, and I don't mean sucking dick. I'm talking about telling, you know, and sharing how men, especially men, when they are coming up to say, oh, I want to serve you, mistress, and I get many of those a day. The reality is, you know, put up or shut up, meaning are you ready to be trained? Are you ready to be trained to be a good service, a good pet, a good slave, a good servant for me as a dominant female who enjoy the service of her realm, of the people who serve her? So that is my personal side, but from the business side, I'm the lady who brings the dungeon experience to the porn conventions across the country. I started with a show here in L.A., you know, the AdultCon shows, then I moved on to the Exotica shows, and I also work with the AVN show, AEE, in January. So I am the dungeon lady. I bring the experience of the BDSM space into the porn conventions. We come with our entourage of people in the lifestyle, performers, entertainers. We bring in the props, the crops, the tools, the St. Andrew's crosses, the benches, the you know, the things that you may see in a traditional dungeon, commercial dungeon, anywhere in the country. So we bring that to the show. We bring education, obviously. We want to educate people about kink and enjoying kink and adding kink to their lives. We talk about safe, sane, and consensual play, and all of that is prevalent and must be practicing good BDSM, good relations through BDSM. So with that being said, I'm a lady who does a lot of different things. I enjoy the events, productions, and I also enjoy the media aspect. I have a show with All Pleasure Network on that station called the Whip Appeals Talk Show, and you have been a guest a while ago. We got to get you back on. It's been a while
now.
I just called in
to give my love that night.
That's right. You weren't even a guest. You called in for love, but you were there, and it felt like you were a guest, so I got to give you a guest spot. You know what I mean? Because you came on, and you just shared yourself. I'm like, oh, yeah, OK, okay, it's Lady V.
So you ain't know about me. But you know what? I'm going to ask you some questions that I know that I'm going to ask you. I'm going to come at you as if I'm Vanilla, and I'm going to ask you the questions that Vanilla Poet asked, because, you know, I like to give information, and I teach people. So with that, even though you already know how I am.
We've connected.
But I am going to ask questions, because these questions are probably what a lot of people would like to ask and just won't ask.
Exactly, and won't or can't, so forth. You know, so I understand that. And anyone coming to the Exotica show, I teach the 50 Shades of Kink series for the show, the expo, and every day, once a day, you know, look for my classes. I'm always getting into the different areas of kink. So certainly I'm here for you tonight, and ask away.
Well, one of the questions I'm going to ask, I did a little research. I always have to research my guests. And you know what? I won't say everything I found out. You can add in once you find out where I found this information. But you're on Model Mayhem, and you know, I commend you. When I grow up, I want to be sexy like you, because I really didn't think of going to Model Mayhem. It popped up in my search, but you know what my question is. It's because when I did read your profile on there, and like I said, I had to, you know, I just can't ask what everybody else asks. I got to be the researcher that I am.
Yeah, absolutely.
And with that, I read on there that I know that you, and I'm probably wording this wrong, because when I did my search, I was like so amazed, because when I saw the age factor, and I was like, damn, when I grow up. Because somebody asked me how old you were, and I was like, hell, I don't know. I was like, shit, she's probably around my age, you know?
Yeah. I mean, you know, I'm not afraid of it. Yeah, if you ever ask me, I don't have a problem with it. I can stamp myself, because actually I'm very, very proud to be hanging the way I hang, you know, and I celebrated my 50th birthday this year.
And all I can say is you look fabulous.
Thank you.
I got a chance to see the Rated X Energy can. Congratulations on getting the spot on the can.
Thank you so much. It's so exciting. I mean, you know, X-rated, anything like that. I mean, and putting my little face on their can. I'm excited about the whole program. I mean, you know, energy drink, heck, I'm like a bundle of energy anyway, but that drink in particular, added to it, is like, whoo, it's wonderful.
It is
so
good.
I'm excited. I'm waiting for my cases.
Before you got on there, I kind of heard from a birdie that you was going to be on there before you got on the can, and that birdie told me that you was going to be on there. I was like, I was so excited, I didn't see anything because when it, you know, naturally when you find out something from a birdie, you can't let out what you know.
Say it
yet.
Yeah.
I was like,
you can't whistle it off and tell it yet, right?
So I was like, yes. So I wanted to give you congratulations on that, because I got a chance to see it. Hats off. But one of the things I'm going to ask is, you've given the information. You actually have answered a lot of my questions, so I got to jump around. Bundle information, and I love you because you share your information so willingly that the questions I was going to ask, you've already answered, because I was going to ask you to talk about the Dungeon Exotica, but you've already given that. But what I am going to ask you to do is just explain for people who don't understand the BDSM lifestyle. Explain to them, because you hear dominatrix and mistress,
absolutely,
and I know that they're interchangeable, but I'm not completely clear on that. So even for myself, can you clarify what is the difference, and are you a dominatrix, are you a mistress, are you both? And can you clarify that
absolutely
for listening?
Absolutely, Lady V. I mean, the BDSM, you know, bondage, dominance, anything that basically starts with the D, you know, as it relates to the BDSM. I mean, we have all types of fun stuff. S, you know, sadistic or sadomasochist M. And, of course, the S is interchangeable to submissive, slave, you know, whatever. M, same thing, masochist. Sometimes M is used for, again, BDSM is an acronym for, you know, many things, but typically bondage, discipline, you know, sadomasochist. So that's basically what they initially start and, you know, what they mean. Mistress, dominatrix, dom. Well, there's different names for different people because they like to use it for their own reasoning, you know, their energy. Their energy may, they feel like they gravitate to goddess. So goddess is maybe what they will call themselves, or mistress. There are actual definitions, if you want to quantify them down to its smallest root point. But a dominatrix can be and is considered a mistress. A dominatrix can be or considered a goddess. A dominatrix can be considered. So dominatrix in itself, traditionally, it means a female, a person who is a professional, a person who professionally dispenses BDSM training, skills, scenes, so forth. Okay? On the professional side, dominatrix generally encompass that space. Now, a dominatrix could be, like I said, she can call herself mistress, like I call myself Mistress C. I enjoy the name mistress. Again, you can go to different people and they can tell you, oh, well, mistress is for a person who XYZ, you know, of course. I mean, you know, there's different shades of blue even, you know, there's cobalt blue, there's royal blue, Bob, but it's still blue. So you can get and you can go and you can look for different telltale things. But generally speaking, a person such as myself, me personally, I picked Mistress C because it sounded good to me. I liked it. I felt that that works with my energy. Also, the word mistress encompasses and also describes a person who has different slaves and submissives all over, or, you know, more than more than a handful, more than one, perhaps, a mistress of many. You know, I know in vanilla terms, mistress have always been connected to the other woman. And it's funny, when I sometimes say, you know, I'm Mistress C, because I don't just say that in my life, you know, in the adult space. You know, I go by that name generally because that's what I prefer to be called. So when I tell people that, they say, first of all, it throws them into offense, like I just slammed them into the wall. Without that? That's, it's just a name. That's what I prefer to be called. And I know a lot of people, you know, especially in lifestyle, well, I'm not going to call you mistress because, you know, you're not my mistress. Can I cuss on here? Crap,
oh, you can
on
say,
that.
You know what? This is the unfiltered zone. This is where I talk about dick, pussy, ass, fucking shit,
okay,
go to
great.
Hell.
Everything. What? I'm like, are you fucking kidding me? You know, when when Queen Latifah changed her name to Queen Latifah, you didn't call her Queen Latifah because she was your queen. You called her Queen Latifah because she prefers to be called that way. Duh. At the end of the day, it's a name. And the way and what it means a difference for everybody. Some people call themselves goddess, you know, goddess V, goddess T, goddess Sabrina, whomever, whatever they want to call themselves. At the end of the day, a dominatrix is a person traditionally held as a professional, a person who charges others to train them, to have them fit in a space in which they can exercise their kink.
Well, that was an excellent answer. I'm sitting here, I'm like, okay, where's my pen at? But you know what? Like I said, I'm asking a lot of questions because, like I said, I have been blessed to have been very much exposed to the community. But this is also my opportunity for the people who have not been exposed, but there is an assumption about the community. So I'm actually going to ask you to clarify what a lot of the terms are. Like I said, I already know what they mean because I was in a position where I had to learn at one point. But for the people who don't understand, because I know there is a hierarchy in the community and there is a respect level, but for a person who, like you said, a lot of men walk up to you and they really don't know what they're talking about, because I even watch on Twitter and I laugh when people talk to you. Like, what's that, mistress? And I'd be like, really? Are you talking to her like that? I had a person on Twitter who is I'm going to call her a fake person only because of what she did, because she approached me and told me I needed to send her something, not realizing that she was dealing with a dominant person. And she told me, well, you don't talk to a mistress like this. And I was like, you know what? I said, then have one of your slaves contact me and I'll let them know what a dominant is. And she's like, you disrespected me. And I'm like, okay, first of all, this Twitter, sweetie, you know, get up off of this. You know, first of all, you approached me the wrong way. She really didn't know the community. And I knew that she was fake just because of the way I was approached. And I'm like, are you kidding me? But for someone who doesn't know the community, would you explain to a person what it's like to be called? I know that I'm going to make an assumption. I'm probably out of bounds. I'm going to assume that you are not collared. But for somebody who always hear the term collared, or a man who says, oh, I want you to dominate me. Okay, dominating a person, there's a process. You know, you just don't all of a sudden go get your ass beat. Well, maybe some people do. But from what I learned, that there's a rite of passage. Especially when somebody say they want to serve you like that. I want to be your servant. I'm like, okay. For those people who don't understand really what it means to serve somebody, can you explain to what being collared is? Because I don't think a lot of people understand when they agree to serve somebody what that means.
Absolutely. You said a mouthful, though. I mean, a lot of information there. And as far as being collared, there is processes. Everyone, every dom, every female is different. So if a female is choosing to be in the dominant space in the lifestyle, you know, she will have protocols that suit her lifestyle, suit the way she enjoys, or will have the most fun, the most kinky fun that works for her. Traditionally, I want to put a caveat out there, because what I say is subject to the crowd you're sitting in front of and the conversations they're having, or what they've learned. Everything, there are things that are written and says, okay, this is how you do it and this is the only way you do it. But in actuality, it's just one person's opinion of how they did what they did. And as a result, I can only share with you, you know, on this line here of the things that I know, what I've experienced, and what I read and what I've experienced, research that it works well with me. So that's how I'm going to answer your question. Collaring is a ritual-based situation in which a person is being owned by another person within the lifestyle. That ownership can expand from micro to many management of their places, things, and activities. That would depend on the top or the domina of the master or the mistress, because a mistress can, or a domina, dominatrix, can be a master, be considered a master or called master. So that is not a term that is just female or male in perspective, okay? So your top, your owner, say for instance, I have a slave in whom I've put through a test, rigorous set of protocols, we call them. Protocols could be 6 months of service or consideration before I will, you know, move you to the next phase. That could be my way of celebrating a person's service to me. Collaring is a very intimate relationship. Collaring could be just synonymous to marriage in the vanilla world, because that person, and let's look at it from a pet ownership scenario. When you buy a pet, the one thing you want to do with that pet is to give it a collar. And you want to give it and put a name maybe on it. So if it get lost or something, then the pet could be returned to you. In the collaring situation, when a person is collared, they are hands off. You must go through their top, their master, their mistress, their dominatrix, the person who owns them, before you really should engage in any conversation with a collared individual. Because that collar signifies ownership. And you would not necessarily deal with anyone else's property like your own. So you are going to be respectful of that other person's property, ask permission to speak to this property, and or solicit that property only for the information of where is your mistress or master. Until you are given a rite of passage. So the collaring is a very significant ceremony within the lifestyle that can mean many things to the persons who are celebrating the occasion. It could be that person have served for XYZ amount of time, that person has shown themselves worthy of such ownership, that person, the persons decide that they want to make it permanent, more of a celebrated event that they will share throughout their journey and discovering who they are in the BDSM space. Collaring could be used in many different forms. I like to bring collars with me when I go to my shows because I may have a bottom or submissive or slave who are choosing to give themselves to me that particular weekend. I may slap a collar on them. That would dignify, should tell everyone in the lifestyle or anyone inside and outside of BDSM that that person is untouchable. You cannot touch them. They are collared. Now, some people use different neck ornamentations that look like collars. You know, that may be a good question. Are you collared or is that, you know, a piece of great jewelry? Because people buy different jewelry.
Yeah, because I've seen them. Some people you look and you be like, okay. And I, like I said, for me, because... Mm-hmm. Once I was really fully exposed to where I was to the lifestyle, I started looking at people like, okay,
Yeah.
You know,
okay,
I mean?
Yeah.
You know, because...
See, the thing, you asked me about, am I collared? No, I'm not, and I probably would never be collared. And I say probably because I am strictly, I am not a switch or any of that. I am a woman, a dominant, dominatrix, domina, mistress, and not to say that there are not any of those, the people who I have announced those names to who are dominant, who are dominatrix, who are mistress, who they could be collared to their significant other. You know, they may be still dominant, they obviously are dominant in life and in their relationships with others. They may choose to be a mistress or dominatrix, but they could still possibly be collared and wear a collar of someone else. Because they're choosing to be owned by that one person. And in turn, they are doing what they do in their world, but they only would submit to one. I would never see myself in that space because I just that's not my energy. But I can see, and I do choose to see myself in a relationship with another top, another dom male, because that's my energy. I enjoy those types of relationships. But I have my relationships with my submissives and slaves are extensive. They're a different space. Hopefully that answers that part. I wanted to make sure I was clear because dominatrix, yeah, she could be collared if she choose to be, but in most cases, a lot of times, she is not. But if she choose to be, that's a choice. But she would probably be collared to her significant life partner, not to a slave. A slave is collared to her. A submissive.
And like I said, because I know that there are people who are listening, and like I said, it's been, you know, a lot of mixed reactions. You know, people have said, Mistress C, are you, you know, because when people don't know, as they say, the biggest thing that's out there is the assumption that goes when you hear that you're dealing with a dominatrix or a mistress, you know, it's like, oh, my God, are you kidding me?
Mm-hmm.
And like I tell everybody, you know, first of all, I'm so damn open-minded, it's crazy. Second of all, there is nobody I will not talk to. I mean, I'm anesthetica too much. I mess with everybody, and everybody knows
exactly.
that. Knows. I mess with everybody. I don't discriminate.
You know, I think that has people most scrambled in the head is because of their perceptions and their lack of knowledge. Let me share with you how I roll and how I'm sure a lot of women, mistresses and dominatrices roll. I take my role in this world very, very seriously. The first part of it that I take to heart is that this is my journey and a journey in which I'm gladly be on because it continues to remind me that there are things that I have yet to learn. There are things I have yet to learn about myself even. So what it does, it keeps me, you know, balanced as it relates to the journey that I'm on in this life, learning how to be in more control of my feelings, my emotions, the way I do business, all these things. People make the automatic assumption that every person in this lifestyle are mean and very difficult to deal with.
There I would never make that assumption.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. There are a lot of people out there who fit that bill on the vanilla side as well in the BDSM. We are not escaping the fact that we're human in this lifestyle. But what I am saying is that every domina I know and that I deal with on a regular basis are similar to me in that we all are seeking this as a journey for ourselves as we are developing skills that will support our family and our households. Those skills to lead, to feed the household, all these things that leaders do for their businesses, we do the same within our lifestyle to those who serve us. There are protocols in that needs to be exercised because obviously there's every Tom, Dick, or Harry out there that want to come up in their fantasy to serve without any idea of what it takes to do so. So as a result, it is up to female, woman, dominatrix, to show the male how to truly serve and be of service. In actuality, his brain is always serving his cock. In the BDSM space, we are teaching these boys that there's more to you than just your dick. Think with what's in your head. If you are here to serve, then get out of your own selfishness and get into serving. As we know, once you give, a lot is given back. This is the karmic wheel of circulation. But boys tend to not get that lesson in life because they're so busy serving themselves. Huh. So as a result, those protocols that are in line, those protocols that are in store for boys who want to learn how to serve. And women, too, obviously, I have women who serve me as well. But, again, it's a different energies, different energies for different people. Maybe more from the space of male-female, the difference how the brain is wired. You know, male-wired, in most cases, different than females. You know, again, their thoughts and what they think about is different than what females thought and think about. If they say, I want to serve you, mistress, and the first thing they want to do is wank off or get themselves off, then you're not serving no one but yourself. If my feet are sitting here in 6-inch heels and they're tired and you're looking at me and asking me, what can you do? And you're not dropping to your floor and saying, mistress, those beautiful feet and those shoes, I want to massage them. Which would you think I will choose? I would choose the person who knows exactly what it is that would make me tickle. And that's service.
And you have a big following. You know what? I was going to tell you that because, and when I say you have a big following, because when we were in Atlantic City and there was a few people who came up and it was like, you would have to tell me what draws people to me because it's amazing how many people were drawn to me. And they were like, oh, my God, you're like really strong. And I'm like, you know, and at first it caught me off guard because, like I said, I really haven't been doing anything in the lifestyle in years because of the person mm-hmm. I'm with. And, you know, and I respect it. You know, as they say, I've chosen my path for that reason.
Absolutely.
And I'm okay
Absolutely.
With it, but it was like when you have other dominatrix come up to you and they're like, oh, my God. And I'm like, okay, what am I doing? You know?
No, you're not doing anything. It's your energy. It's people. We know each other. We can see each other. We recognize each other if we don't even know personally what that person is into or not. I think that that is what people see the most. You know, that's why you draw the people to ask you those questions, because it's you anyway. It's your choice. As, you know, I mean, I'm a femdom, right? A femdom. I believe in female supremacy. However, I have such respect. I won't say however in a but, like it's something wrong. I have very much respect to the males out there who rises as doms in their space. Because true male dominance have appreciation for female dominant. You know, so when I say that, I say this to say other people can see you is how you are being that denotes. Not more than how what you say you are, not more than what is how you are being. And when you're running your world and you're doing what you're doing, because Lady V, you're all over the place. I mean, you came in there with your crew, okay, your posse. We won't just leave the posse people's names and who they are out.
Well,
but
you
when
can
your
say
posse
who Tata
came
Beauty
through,
is because she, you know, that's my baby and she knows. That's mine.
Well, your posse, your people came in there, were clear on what they needed to do, what had to be done, and went to it. There was no crying about X, Y, Z. It was, here we are, we're here to do business, and you're in it, and you're doing it. The energy alone is what you be told by another dominant where that person resides. Whether they're practicing or not, is still something that is was on you, and you won't be able to hide from it because it is. It's your calling, so to speak, you know. And the woman's choice is her choice. If she choose to, do whatever what she wants to do in her life, I mean, how she uses her dominance and how she uses her way, it's her choice. That's the beauty about being female. And we have choices.
Well, I think that's part of the beauty of being human.
That's true, too. But I wanted to keep it so, you know, because you mentioned something that I thought, yeah, I can see why people would say or think that you, you know, are dominatrix or a domina or was or is because it's the energy you carry.
I just act silly, though. You know, that's my... You know my personality. It's like you see me when I'm working, but then you see me once I get in that booth, I'm like.
Yeah, but you have a good time. I mean, at the end of the day, if it's not fun, I mean, that's what I really want to instill. If it's not fun, why do it? There are reasons we do everything in life. I mean, certainly we need to eat and we need to breathe and we need to make sure that we take in our water intake and all of use the facilities and all these things that we need to do to keep, you know, ourselves operating. But we have choices, and that's what people, I think, fail to realize, that if you're in a job, because I've done jobs before in my life I wasn't happy in, I changed my mind and did something different. The fact of the matter is, you know, we are captains, co-captains of the ship, if you want to look at the universal being, but we are leading our fleet. Our fleet is our body, mind, and feet. We are leading our fleet. If we're choosing to do something that doesn't feel right for us, but we're only doing it because of this, then you're not living life fully. There are things that we do that we wouldn't like to do, wouldn't want to do. Okay, that's part of life. But if you're choosing to take an occupation or choosing to take many hours of your life to do something that you have no interest in doing and it's not fun for you, then why are the hell you're here doing it? You
Ooh,
know?
Preach, Lord.
Seriously, why?
But you know why? What? I say that all the time to people, because people ask, it's like, I can't believe you sell toast. I was like, oh, I love doing this. And I told him, I was like, my biggest thing is I love what I do, and I love that I have the support of my family. I tell people, mm-hmm. if my family mm-hmm. didn't support it, I'm not going to say I wouldn't do it, but I wouldn't be as comfortable. And I tell everybody, because I have a very big support system, you know, I tell everybody mm-hmm. what I do, this radio show. Oh, speaking of this, I got to get this in before I get my butt kicked. My daughter, because she wanted to call in, but I told her, I was like, I ain't know where I was going to go, so I don't, so don't call in.
Yes, you definitely got to make sure.
But she said, to make sure, she's like, well, I'm going to call in and say hi. I was like, I'll tell her that you said hi.
Lady Bird.
I take it to a brand new level. You know, I could go to a brand new level, and I told her, I was like, with my luck, you'll call in right when I'm on that new level.
Yeah, I was talking about you. I was talking about you were the posse crew. You came in, you backed everything up. I mean, I'm like, whoa, these ladies were handling their business. Yeah, your posse.
But we don't have,
yes,
you
I'm talking
what,
about your daughter.
But it's also our business, you know. It's not just,
yeah.
This is what me and, as they say, my children helped me build this. So my son, who never comes because he lives in a different state, but he's a support system. At first, they were uncomfortable, and I tell people, when you first do something, and my biggest thing was, I didn't care. I mean, I used to be a stripper, so I'm figuring, if my son and daughter loved it when I was a stripper, what do you mm-hmm. mean you can't handle that?
Well, you can't handle this one. I mean, goodness, this is a scale. This is not, you know, hey, get over this one. Yeah, I mean,
you know, but
they started
embracing it. So it was one of those things where they embraced it, and now it's
awesome.
Because I have so much fun with it, and, you know, they love the – my daughter, because she sees it firsthand, she loves to see that – she sees the transformation. She sees mommy, you know, because
mm-hmm.
I'm mommy. I'm going to always be mommy, and
mm-hmm.
then, you know, it's like, mm-hmm. oh, my God, there's Miss V. And when she saw people coming up – because in Chicago, we didn't have the audience that we had in Atlantic City, so – I didn't have a fan base
mm-hmm.
when I went to Chicago. So Atlantic City, she wasn't prepared for the pictures and everything, but I had already went through that in Vegas this year, and I had already talked to some people like, how do you deal with this? So I forgot to prepare her for it because I wasn't thinking about it, because I do talk about her, and I tell people, you know, her Twitter page is @TatUpBeauty. Yes, that is mine. You know, she does speak back. She doesn't speak back as much as I do because she – goes to work every day, and she's trying to focus on the things I told her to, like going to school, which I'll kick her butt later about
mm-hmm.
that. But she does answer back. So people who say that you saw her, yes, it is Tatted Beauty. And, yes, you hear me shout out to her big time because this is also her company, you know.
That is awesome. You know what?
I
know that we've interacted, but I did not know that it was her, that it was, you know, her Twitter. So, yeah, definitely. Hookah, so I can, you know, give some love and shout out. I know that we do a lot of talking on Twitter. You know, it's funny. I mean, we're mentioning Twitter because there's a thread going on over at another social network that is business related, industry related. I won't call it out, you know, but
I think I saw it earlier. I think I got the email about the post. I haven't got a chance to get on it, but a lot of people have been posting
girl.
On it. I haven't been over there yet.
Yeah,
I know which one you're talking about.
I haven't looked at it. I mean, the person asked this question, and I've been seeing this same person ask this question for many, many moons. I mean, literally for, you know, years, at least a couple of years since I've been active on that site. And I looked at it, and I went, let me just answer this, you know. And it was all about Twitter and why follow XYZ, you know, a customer, business-to-business customer instead of a business to a business customer account, you know, why are you begging for someone to follow you on Twitter? And the person is missing the whole gamut of what social networking is all
about.
It's about
that outreach.
Media. It's about having friends that you can go, hey, there are people that will tweet out, you know, they'll tweet out the fact that they just washed their panties or whatever. It doesn't matter what it is. Somebody.
Have you seen my stupid tweets in the morning? Every morning I tweet good morning, and I'm tweeting about me doing hip-hop.
Yes, you do, about 1 a.m. my time or 2 o'clock my time my morning. And I look at that, I'm like, I love it. I have to tweet. If
I'm
up, I'm tweeting you right out. But
that's part of my routine. I have a group of people that I say hi to, and then I also, like, I've been doing hip-hop abs because I'm trying to get sexy like you. So me and Sean T.
Girl, you already sexy and you know
me
it.
Me and Sean T. got a new relationship. So I've been doing hip hop abs, and I'm back marathon training. So I'm running in the morning and I'm doing my hip hop abs. Oh, yeah.
I'm impressed. I mean, you know, the only thing I do really, and I haven't done it lately because I used to go out dancing. You know, my favorite club, Bar Sinister. Shouting out Bar Sinister. Anyway, they're right here in Hollywood. They're in Hollywood. And I used to go at least twice a month, you know, every other weekend, just to stretch it out because it's a club that I can hit and get some great heavy metal. I mean, you know, and that liquid metal type of music I love to dance to or you love to swing and do the scene to. Then it's upstairs, you know, the St. Andrew's Cross, spanking benches. So if I want to play a scene, I can go up there. Then there's live music. So there's like three different types of
You got everything
within the club. Yeah, I'm saying that's like my cup of tea. So I like to get, you know, and I dance it out, and boy, I really be in shape when I'm dancing. But I mean, the last 7-8 months, it's been, you know, work, and no play other than when I come to the shows. Okay, it makes me a dull girl.
Now you think you talking about energy? People should see how you run your crew, cause we walked up in there and it's like. You know, as they say, as I'm walking by, which, yeah, I was in a zone. It's like, hey, how you doing? I'll come talk to you later. your crew be on, you talk about, my little bitty crew is little bitty crew. Your crew be, okay, we got to get this here and this here. You know, I'm just yelling about internet service because I didn't have internet, you know. Which, they did get my internet up on time. But you know what? Well, I gotta let everybody know before we get anything. Yeah. Like I let everybody know, Mr. C will be at Exotica Chicago. That's at the Convention Center in Rosemont this weekend. It starts Friday. Friday is ladies free. I know y'all said, why the heck am I shouting out Exotica? The reason why I'm shouting out Exotica is just because I won't be there. That is still a show I support for all you who are
right,
wondering where I'm gonna be. For all of you who want
to be. Why not shout out Exotica? That's how you and I met. No, we met on Twitter first, didn't we? How did we meet at first?
You know what?
I know we saw each other at Exotica, but...
You know what?
Yeah.
I do so much shouting out and craziness. Ain't no telling. You know what? I mean, somebody...
Exactly. I think it was Twitter.
Yeah, because it was Twitter, and then we saw each other in person, and
exactly.
We weren't sure who the other was, and then I was like... I'm Miss V.
And then we connected the dots, and after that, yeah. It was just, oh yeah. Now I know. Yeah, we aren't cute. Yeah, of course.
So
I
it's
kind of
crazy, but yeah. Shout out to Exotica for those of you who are saying, why am I not going to be there? Because I've been getting a lot of tweets about why I'm not going to be there. I'm not going to be there because Thursday is my birthday, everybody. And last year I was at Exotica working for my birthday. This year, I decided to take a break, and it just happened to be Exotica weekend, and I'm going to go to New Orleans, but I may be, for those of you who are listening, I may be making some club appearances. We still haven't locked anything down, so it may be a working birthday, but I will be in the Big Easy on my birthday. I actually land on my birthday, and I will be there for 4 days.
Oh, my goodness. Oh,
so,
New Orleans, do they know what they in for?
No,
Lady V is going in. Well, happy birthday, first of all. And I mean, wow, what a beautiful time to have a birthday and to be in New Orleans, too. Wow.
I'm still debating if I'm going to do that run. There's a run Saturday morning. I still haven't. It's called the run. New Orleans has their version of the Running of the Bulls. It's a 5K,
yes.
But I've been looking at the temperature. And I've never ran in humidity like that, so I haven't decided if I'm going to run it. But it's only $35 to run, so I'm still debating. I'm taking my running shoes, though.
But how long is the marathon? I mean, how long is the run?
It's only a 5K, so that's 3.2 miles.
Oh, okay.
I can do that in about 35, 40 minutes, you know, real quick. But that's Saturday while I'm there. But I'm walking in. So anybody who is in New Orleans, look for me. I will be up and down Bourbon and Canal Streets. I've never been there, so I'm looking for good food.
Oh, you're going to have a good time.
And
it's
I will
so
have hurricanes
fun.
In my hand. And I will be the person who looks like they're crazy the whole weekend.
No, you won't be the only one out there. I mean, I haven't been to New Orleans in years, but I used to go quite regularly. I mean, you know, back and forth to New Orleans. And the one thing that I remember it the most of obviously is the the canal, Bourbon Street. We were just talking about Bourbon Street and all the activities that goes alongside that street in that area. I mean, a lot of shopping, a lot of great drinks and people and performances and artists and all types of, it just, oh, I just love it.
So
love
New Orleans, I will be there, people. That's why I really had to hold out. And my publicist is still working on some things, so that's why I hadn't really made the announcements. But for everybody who wants to know, that is why I will not be in Chicago. I will be in the Big Easy acting a stone cold fool. I was trying to go as myself, and it ended up turning into a work trip. So it will be Ms. V there. So you guys will see Ms. V in all my glory and all my nonsense. I go back to the nail shop tomorrow. So I will be there. I've already,
that is so,
you know,
awesome.
So I will be acting a fool, you know. Right now I've got some people saying they're coming in. So if you guys see me walking, if y'all see Ms. V walking around with a really cute young guy, and you see him, and y'all hear him saying, "Mom, that's actually my son." y'all be saying, "She done found this cougar done found her a man." No, that will actually be my son, because he's talking about surprising me in New Orleans, because he's in Oklahoma.
Oh, that would be great.
He's talking about surprising me when I told him I was going to be drunk all weekend. You know, well, hey, that's the perfect thing. Hang out with mom and drink all weekend. He's like, hey, and you know, as they say, my children both are old enough to drink, so they kind of like, wow, we could go drink with mom, and mom isn't going to be looking at us cross-eyed. Mm-hmm. You know, we could walk into the bar.
Yeah,
and
that's right. I mean, you know,
I would do it.
I can't imagine that it would be such a hoot to have your children, you know, grown, legally able to drink and legally able to hang out with you, and you hang out with them. I mean, at that moment, you know, it's like, wow, because they're adults. You know, when I know that your children would never not be your children. You know, they always will be your children, but it is nice to have them be in a space in your life where they become another adult and no longer the person that you have to breastfeed or walk.
Oh, but they like going out with me
street.
Because I buy all the drinks.
There's a method to the madness.
My daughter, you've met her, that little bitty thing for her 21st birthday, I took her to see Teeny Boppers hang out one places, but mom has her own places that she goes. So I took her where mom goes. Because, you know,
that's
mom
right.
goes by happy hour.
Hello. The Teeny Boppers do not. They're busy just trying to, they're happy
me.
To get out the house.
I took her with me, and she actually enjoyed herself. She was like, I need to hang with you now. It was so funny because she was talking about, I don't want to go with you. Because I actually had a business meeting. And, you know, as adults, we will go to a bar and have a business meeting over drinks anytime.
And
I told her to go with me, and she was like, this is going to be boring. We're going to this bar. She didn't realize it. And I was like, no, you got to wear this. And she's like, why are we wearing this if we're going to a business meeting? I was like, because we're going to the club. So, you know, she's seeing me get dressed, and she goes in there with me. And we're at this birthday party for a sponsor I was trying to talk to. And it's happy hour. So I go to the bartender, and I was like, listen, you know, give me this many drinks. I'm paying for it in advance, and just bring her what she wants. She looked at me, and she started hearing the music, and she was like, oh, I got to hang with you more because you guys funny. She was just, like, loving it because she kept imagining, like, I don't know if she thought that everybody's going to have walkers and canes or what.
You know what I think this is what she thought, okay? Let's just be honest. She thought that the males were going to have striped shirts and checkered pants, and she thought that there was going to be oxygen bottles around and people were not going to be, you know, able to even talk. She thought she was dealing with some people who were just getting ready to, you know, call it in, pack it in. Don't she know? Once the children are grown, I mean, goodness gracious, you have all.
Well, now
of
she knows, and now she
for.
Wants to hang with me.
That's right. You didn't raise no dummies. You didn't raise no dummies.
Well, can you believe in Atlantic City? Because we were so tired, all we kept doing, both of us, we took off our shoes. Went to the bar. I got a drink just to go to sleep. So we didn't drink.
Yeah, just to wind down after the show.
We were so tired.
I mean, Yeah, those shows work you, and that's what I like about it. It exercises my body because I am busy, but it's also a time that I'm relaxing. So it's kind of odd, you know, when
yeah,
my life goes.
It's a strange thing because you're so
yeah.
wired and you're like, oh, I'm so tired, but then you're like the adrenaline high. But I'm
yeah,
going to ask
yeah.
you one more question because then I got to get up in your business. Because, see, I don't know if you ever had a chance to really listen to my show, but, see, this is how my show goes. We have girl talk. I really don't like the question answer back and forth with the typical answers because it's boring. But I also have
yeah.
a part of my show called the V-Spot, and that's when I never know what the hell is going to come out my mouth. I never know what I'm going to ask. And it's not part of my script. I have a script, believe it or not. Despite what people think, I do have a script in front of me. I'm given a script every single week for this show.
Really? Get
yes,
out.
I have a script every week.
I wouldn't be able to do a show with the script. I'm
but
not
you know what? The script,
script
is
ready.
But the script is just to make
a
sure
guideline.
That I stay on point. It's a guide. It's
yeah.
a guideline for me. It's not I have to go with this, but I have certain things. And
that,
you know,
I mean, that's a good thing. That really is because, again, you know, sometimes there's a lot you miss if you're not, you know, being reminded by it. So, yeah.
So, yeah,
okay,
shoot away and let me know.
And
have you ever been to have you listened to my show and heard about the V-Spot?
So, you know, I, okay. I have not. I was going to say, oh, maybe. I have not, but I have seen your posts, especially
oh,
on
yeah.
Facebook.
Well,
yeah, so I read your posts.
Well, the V-Spot is when I get, like, I'm all up in people's business. I'm, like, the nosiest person out here. But people like to label themselves, like, the black Howard Stern or the female Howard Stern. I'm none of that. I am Miss V. I'm the nosiest bitch out here. I'm going to ask
Alrighty.
Questions that I want to ask. I'm going to ask whatever comes to my mind, you know, and since I am the toy lady, so I tell everybody, you know I got to ask about toys and sex. But one of the things,
Absolutely.
One of the things this week, and I have a topic every week, this week's topic was foreplay, and I did it in honor of Exotica, and I was telling people before you came on that foreplay, that people need to learn how to do it, and my reference for a lot of my stuff that I do is I go to askmen.com, and I tell everybody I have to give credit where I get my information from, but what do you consider foreplay? Because I told people that foreplay is not sticking your finger up in a woman's pussy or sucking his dick. That is
oh,
not foreplay.
Oh, no. Oh, no. That is, you know, actually you feel almost accosted by that gist.
Can
hit,
I tell
you, know?
You what I do for foreplay? Some of my foreplay, and then you can tell me some of yours.
That sounds
some
great. I would love that game.
Okay, well, I do
Would you like
foreplay.
Me to begin or you like to begin?
I'll begin. One
okay.
of the things I do for foreplay is I have a pillow fight. And I tell people that it doesn't matter if you're the man or the woman. With this, a pillow fight doesn't always lead to sex. Sometimes it's just a pillow fight. And then really, you're,
so
probably thinking
out
about,
great again.
You're probably thinking about sex, but neither one of you, because it's a pillow fight, you already just so, but it's a form of foreplay because it really gets you hot and bothered, and depending on where you're at, normally a pillow fight is in the bedroom, so that means you're either
mm-hmm.
in the bed or you're getting in the bed. But I also tell people a form of foreplay that me and my mate has is that because I am a very business person in the daytime, and when I'm at home, I am submissive to him only. But he doesn't
mm-hmm.
like me to wear underwear in public, and we go to some very nice restaurants. So I tell people that our form of foreplay is that, you know, if the restaurants probably knew what was going on up, you know how you see the movies and you say, oh, my God, I can't believe she's doing that under the table. I'm that
Yes.
Person. But, you know, I'm not on my hands and knees. But believe me, I'm the one at the classy restaurant with the, you know, nice. You know, I don't have on the business suit, but I have on no underwear because he does not like that. And I'm taking his hand, you know, gently and moving it around, and I'm feeling him. And we're having foreplay, but this is foreplay. Foreplay isn't always in your bedroom.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, foreplay, wow, those are fun. Those are good. I mean, I got to try the, well, you know, I'm taking notes. Well, shoot, foreplay, the types of foreplay. I am very cerebral, okay? I am highly, it's in my mind, it's in my head, you know, everything that I do. So if my mate knows how to talk to me, and I'm not talking about sexy talk, I'm talking about, you know, having those conversations that dig into my brain, they're intelligent, we able to dialogue, I get very excited by conversation. Very interesting. And when that person, and there's a connection, the foreplay could be hours and hours of conversation, so the flirting, the all the things that you do, you know, in general, when you are, you know, and going into something new and you're excited about it, because through the conversation, through that dialogue and all that, I'm getting excited. And if that person is someone who's attracted to me, per se, and they are excited by the same things, it makes for very, very hot sex, if that's where you're choosing to go with it. Now, that's, I know, a kind of boring type of foreplay. Let me get something a little bit more.
I mean, I could, that would get me off because, well, I have a degree in public law, so that would get me off. I'd be sitting there, oh, well, you mean habeas corpus. You know, let's have a political.
Yeah. Stop licking your lips like that. You'd be surprised how I talk. It's very, very sexy. And, you know, so that to me is huge. Other forms, you know, of foreplay. My significant other, you know, and I, when we get together, you know, because we both are in the lifestyle, we both respect each other in the space that we're owning. You know, he happens to be a dominant male, and I'm being a dominant female, and he is a dom in his role in his life, and I'm a dominatrix, obviously, and a dom in my role in life. But what's exciting is the fact that we could be in the same space, and we can be playing with our significant bottoms or submissives and slaves, and the both of us would just give each other a glance or a smile and keep doing what we're doing. It's very sexy that knowing that, you know, you share a space that is your space.
But yet
you
could
be.
This is what I'm talking about, people. Listen. This is what I'm, for all you guys who are listening, this is what I'm talking about foreplay for this week. And like I said, I did this topic in honor of Exotica because I did the foreplay. I conducted the foreplay seminar last year. And, you know, I was caught off guard with that. So, but hey, I
they like
do
to
stuff
do
on
that.
I'm an impulse person. You know, I could do it on a whim. I did that with 3 minutes notice. So,
okay.
In honor of me not being at Exotica, I figured I would give my own foreplay seminar on the air tonight. But
yeah.
I had to ask you a question. Now, you know, I'm the toy lady. And I have to ask, I always ask all my guests before I get up in their business with my other stuff, what's your favorite toy or do you have one?
Yeah, I have a favorite toy. I mean, it's the Hitachi.
Oh, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hell. That thing is like,
okay.
It's like, okay. Somebody give me a Hitachi, okay? Then, you know, hey, you'll be serving the needs of the realm.
Okay, I got one for you, though. Do you have the multiple speed or the single speed?
I like the multiple, the at least the two-speed ones, because I think
have a
there's
seven-speed
one. Is it a plug-in or is it a
you can have it
run by battery?
I have both.
See, because there is the wand, and that's okay because it tends to, you know, you charge it, and then after you charge it, you know, you use it. But it seems to, it could wear down in a while, you know. I mean, I just like to plug and go, not
have
to charge up and then, you know, go because you can
wear
it down.
I have the plug-in and the rechargeable, yes. I sell those on my website. You have to go.
Well,
they're actually the wand, but Yeah, we have to talk off the air. Yes.
Well, you know, I have a store too, and I do have the wands. The Hitachi, I've chosen not to buy it for myself, only because it was, you know, it's one of those things, you know what I mean? It's like, okay, I have the wands, I have other types of attachments. I mean, I have rabbits, I have all types of things too, you know, I mean. I dabble in toy business as well, but that's my second or third space, you know, it's not my primary space. So with that being said, the Hitachi is a winner, you know.
Well, you know, Hitachi doesn't like the fact the way we use it. You know, Hitachi is very...
Hitachi better get a clue. That's the only way they're making their money.
Well, Hitachi is limited who they're selling to because of that. Seriously, I've been doing my research. They have been limiting how it's being distributed because of the use of it. Because remember, it's actually a massager.
And what part of the body does it not massage?
Okay,
and then when you're going to be concerned about the way the massager is being used,
that makes really
bloody no sense whatsoever.
They have been watching who they're selling to. I've been having a hard time to get my hand on the actual Hitachi again because they're actually watching how it's being sold. So yeah,
they're funny. I mean,
companies are funny about how they do things because, you know, as they say. Now, it was okay when it wasn't public, when we weren't all talking about it, when it was just, oh, you girl, have you tried this Hitachi? They were okay with that. But when the internet came out and all started talking about it and sharing that this was what we liked, then they made it scarce.
Well, no, it's me. Again, let me go there. Shit, I cannot not go there. It's probably a male-owned company. And so it's easier for them to go, wait a minute, I'm not going to get as much dick if this woman knows how to get herself off on a Hitachi.
Well, shit, you ain't going to get as much dick
if
I don't
so
be
much. It's not so much that it's being used for what is being used. It is the ego of the male who has a problem with the female learning and knowing how to self-satisfy.
Okay, then they need to learn this form of foreplay. Watch your mate use a toy. You will get off.
But you know what's so funny about that? There are men who are truly intimidated by a woman's toy. Now, let's make no mistake. There are men out there who are truly intimidated by a woman in the use of any toys.
Take your woman's toy, use the owner, and I'm telling you, you will get off. Okay, now I had to interject there because
playing with her with the toy. Now that's a great
lady
form of foreplay. Foreplay to me is when a man can really appreciate the fact that, you know, he doesn't have to be everything. He doesn't have to be the human, you know, vibrator. He doesn't. He can take a break and give the toy a play. And that's sexy as hell for the right man who understands and can appreciate that it takes nothing away from him. It adds to the relationship. It adds to the sexiness of the relationship when you can share your toys with your mate.
Okay, for all y'all listening, y'all know how I talk about my toys. Now, y'all want to know this, I'm going to let y'all know. Y'all know my favorite toy is my Vibro Dolphin. That's my favorite
Which
because
one?
I have such a... The Vibro Dolphin.
What's the name of it? Oh, Vibro the Vibro Dolphin.
Yeah. That's
I've
my favorite
seen
toy.
Those. Those
and I tell
are
people,
pretty
it's,
cool.
It's my cheapest toy, but it's my favorite toy. And the reason being is because I'm a clit girl. So if my clit isn't being highly stimulated, I'm not happy. But listen to me. If your woman is a clit girl, you need to get her this. What you do, you sit back, you get her a 1 AA battery. Get rechargeable batteries. Do not go to the dollar store and buy batteries. Tell everybody, don't get dollar store batteries. They don't.
That would
good
mess up the mood for a week if you give her a toy and it runs out before she gets her, you know, her
but
thrill
you
on
get
it.
You get rechargeable
batteries.
Get Duracell rechargeables. You take that rechargeable battery, get it real strong. You put it in there. You tell her, baby, just sit back. You take the toy. Don't let her use it. You take it back. You get that dolphin right up underneath the hood of her clit. And tell her, don't move. She will come, and if she's not a squirter, she will become a squirter with this toy. And I can tell you this. And then what you do is you tell her that she can hold it, and you watch how she does it. I taught my man how to do this. That's how I know him.
Yes.
Watch her do it. And if and men, nothing is better than having your woman using her toy, and you give her oral. And there you go. That's your foreplay. That's how
I love
foreplay. I just love educating
people. I mean, yeah, because at the end of the day, I mean, the energy is created by watching and being a participant and watching your female mate, you know, get off, for lack of a better term.
I'm going to say this. If you really want to get into it, if your woman is comfortable, because everybody isn't comfortable, ladies, I'm not telling you to do this if you're not comfortable, but ladies, and men, if you're comfortable, if you're bisexual like I am, what you do is you bring another female in. I use another female as a toy. That is my toy, and that's foreplay for me.
I will bring another female in,
and I will do her in front of my man, and that gets him off. And when we get through with her, we treat her like every other toy. We send her home. So
before we send her home, maybe we'll pack a sandwich, but she'll be on her way home, and then the party will really begin again. Yes, this is... You know, expanding sexuality to a point where you are being free with your body, you're comfortable, you're confident about your body, and you're able to share it willingly and openly with the person, people, whomever you're choosing to share it. That is sexy, you know, in itself. So I like the foreplay game.
I tell everybody we had to do foreplay. Foreplay is a way. I'm over 40. And I'm not ashamed of my age. I will be 45 on my birthday, so I'm going to have so much fun. Yes, that's why I'm going to New Orleans. I figure 45, I got to act a fool.
You got to. You only 45 anyway. Yeah, you know,
that's the thing
about celebration of life. You have to. You only reach the point in your life today only once.
So I tell everybody, that's why, you know, when y'all say, because I had somebody say, how old are you? And I said, it's a way to ask me. I was like, if you say, damn, you look good for your age, thank you, baby, I'll be 45. You know.
I mean, awesome. I mean, I would not have put you in for it. But when you kept telling me about your children being older, you know, I'm like, it's just definitely not a spring chicken.
Well, you knew with my daughter being up in there that she couldn't be up in there not being 21, so.
I know that. I knew that. But still, you know what I mean? You still don't. Yeah. Try to add up the numbers or nothing. And then until someone says, and like, yeah, well, that would make sense. But you don't look it. And I believe part of our magic is that we are loving our life. We're doing things in life that we're choosing to do, and we're taking responsibility for our lives. I think that that will keep a person from aging faster than any other creams or any surgery you could possibly have. And that's enjoying your life.
Yeah, and I get my butt kicked at least once a week by a trainer or somebody, you know. I take my butt kicked
and won't. I mean, of course, you know what I mean? I mean, life is one of those things. It's a box of whatever. I was going to go there for that term, but I'm not going to go there. You can get anything by day of what life would throw at you, but it obviously is how you respond to it that makes the difference. It's not that it happens, because shit happens all the time, is how you respond to it. Going to a situation briefly about a person I had commissioned to do a job, and they were driving from XYZ to another location to pick up some items and bring them back to this location. And they had a problem in the middle of the drive, you know, where their car had some challenges. And all they could talk about, and luckily they were just someone I had hired for the thing, and all they could say is, I'm pissed. I said, well, what is piss doing for you right now? You know, the best thing you can do for yourself, fucking A, the best thing you can do for yourself is to try to seek solutions, because being pissed about whatever is happening in your life doesn't mean a crock of shit for nobody. It don't help you. It doesn't help me. It doesn't help nobody. So hopefully they'll learn a valid lesson in life. Shit will happen. It is bound to. It's not.
Hey, they could have had happen what we had happen. Remember, our 9-10 hour drive turned into 13 hours.
well,
you know,
yeah,
we got there at the tail end. Our drive, we didn't anticipate construction, but, you know, as they say, we have a job to do. So, you know, as tired as we were, we walked up in there, took care of business, and then miraculously, Miss V appeared.
Yeah, she came through the mire, and all of a sudden she was like, on. I know you walked in there like troopers. I know you was just, you know, you had to get your things put away and everything, but you came in like you were ready to kick some ass, and I knew what that look of determination was all about. So I just stepped back and say, hey, I'll see you. See you later. I know you in doing your thing. But, yes,
well, you know,
I mean, life happens.
Well, the radio show was going live also, and, you know, the biggest thing was,
yes,
not only myself, but a lot of the people didn't have internet service that we had paid for. So they were scrambling until 30 minutes before the show to get our internet on. You know, and that's what a lot of people didn't know, that, you know, I was like, listen, I go on the air in like 2 hours. I've got to be ready to go on the air because, remember, I did 3 days live from Exotica.
Uh-huh.
So it wasn't just having the booth. It was, and it's like, okay, I got to get hyped. So people saw me doing my crazy dance because I had my hype dance before the show every week. But now I get to take you to the V-spot we done talked about. We done had girl talk. I love girl talk, don't you?
I love girl talk. I mean, you know, you don't get a chance to do this often. Especially being on the air makes it fun, or at least you're doing something. But normally we don't have time to sit down and have girl talks as much as we all should. I think women, we do this. So, yeah,
and
I'm
we had
excited
girl
to be
talk
here
with all these listeners. So everybody got a chance to hear girls. But we shared, and that was the beauty of it. But now I'm going to take you to the V-spot, because you know what? I'm not having a whole lot of fun until I take people to the V-spot. So are you ready to go there?
I go there, please, by all means.
Okay. Like I said, I never know what I'm going to say when I go there. But you know what? Since I'm talking to you, and I'm just going to call it out, you know, I know that you beat ass and choke people and other stuff, and you done tickle them with the feathers and stuff. What was the last time you gave somebody a good ass whooping?
The last time I gave somebody a good ass whooping? Wow. Well, it hasn't been that long ago, but I'm trying to remember which one would be, I think, considered the best ass whooping. You know, I think the best one happened to have been at the Exotica show in Fort Lauderdale. And he deserved it. Oh, wow, it's so good. It's so epic. He actually, he's someone who works with me at the show for my Florida market, and he's a great spirit, really good spirit. However, you know, he had what he needed to accomplish for his side of what he needed to get accomplished, and, you know, we were kind of like bumping heads just a tad bit. And at the end of the show, he said, "Mistress, it would be my honor if you would give me a beating. I like to have bruises. I like to have see the bruises. I want that." And I said, "Okay." And it was great for me because, again, you know, since we had bumped heads a little bit, it wasn't intentional, his or mine. It's just that little bump. I thought, "It's time for you to atone for your sins." And while I wailed it, first it was, I used this, it's a beautiful long fall, one of the longest falls I've seen ever, actually, but it's at probably let me look at this particular blogger. It's probably about a good 3 feet.
Ooh.
Good 3 feet as far as from the tip to the end. So it's a long fall flogger. And it is a leather, a very soft hide that is beautiful. You know, it has a great feel to it. So it could either really sting or it could be a thud. But I used it on him to flog him to get his blood into his body, you know, flowing, you know, his back and his backside. So extensive flogging before I began using the dragon tail on him. And when I began the dragon tail, it was so epic because I can see him on the cross tensing up, the St. Andrew's cross. His hands were pleasing to the handles of the St. Andrew's, and his feet was trying to make sure it settled in into the holding position. And I began to sting him with this dragon tail as every whip lashed across his back and his backside. And, of course, he had a bare back, and I was able to see the welts as they formed to a point that they almost broke. I almost broke his skin. And I told him after several lashes, I said, I tell you what, I am going to stop this scene because the next one I hit will draw blood, and I want to not have to deal with the blood right now, so I'm going to stop the scene. It was several days after. First of all, it was a great way to exercise the space in me and say, okay, it was just good to give him that lashing. And it was about 3 days after that we talked, and he said, oh, mistress, I still have the welts. I still have the bruises, and I'm enjoying them, you know. And I'm like, great. But that was the last one I gave, and it happened to be at the Exotica show. And generally speaking, I can, you know, go to a play party here locally, or I could do or have a slave come in, and I can have the same or similar types of experiences. But since I've been really busy and doing the shows, you know, my last good beating was at the Exotica Fort Lauderdale.
Wow.
Show.
You know what? As they say, and I'm speechless. But, I mean, like I said, I never know what I'm going to ask. So that's always good, because if I knew what I was going to ask, then it would be a boring show. But we're getting to the tail end, but you know what? I always give my guests the opportunity to let people know where they can find you and how they can see you and listen to you and everything. So this is your platform for the next couple of minutes to let everybody know how they can find you.
Well, thank you. First of all, I'd like to say to you, I appreciate you inviting me to be a guest on your show tonight, and I thank you from the bottom of my heart. I'm glad I was able to be a part of it. I'm saying a shout out to your daughter. I know that she's been chopping at the bit, so let her know, and I'm sure she will know that I am sending love over your way as well. Lady V, thank you very much. Okay, so your listeners can find me by following me on Twitter. I'm on Twitter, I'm on Pinterest, I'm on LinkedIn, Facebook, Delicious, Tubler. I'm everywhere, I guess. The top seven social networks as Mistress C, capital C, small letter N, capital L-A. That's Mistress C in L-A. Now, in other ways to follow and to play around and to meet me and so forth, I'm doing the Exotica shows throughout 2013. I may be there 2014 as well, but we will let you know. I'm sure that regardless, you'll be able to find me with the show, obviously, producing, running the dungeon experience for Exotica, which is now the Exotica Dungeon. And those who come to AVN or are interested in the AVN show, I also have created and produced the AVN Lair, L-A-I-R. It is the kinky play space for adults. That is happening 2014 in January in Vegas, baby.
The dates are January 16th to the 18th. I already will be there. Tickets are on sale now for that, people.
And if you haven't gotten your booth space, or if you've never been there before, get in touch with me. I can hook you up. Also, with that being said, let me just tell a couple of things that are happening on the horizons. Wasteland.com just went developed. They have a new digital format out. Their new magazine is called Skin Mags, M-A-G-S-G. M-A-G-S-Z or something like that, Skin Mags. I have a full-page ad in that new digital format. It came out today. I have a radio show every Thursday night from 7 to 9 Eastern Standard Time on Blog Talk Radio through the All Pleasure Network, and it's called The Whip Appeal Show, The Whip Appeal Talk Show, The Whip Appeal Talk Show. Feel free to chime in. This week will be dark, and next week I'll be live. So every Thursday night here before your show, but you're on Tuesday nights, right? So it's before your show. Every day of the week we have one of our hosts on live, but I'm on Thursday night live. With that being said, I mean, there's so much that I'm doing, but certainly if you follow me on Twitter and Facebook and the rest, you will find out what's going on as I post regularly.
And she does speak back, and she will.
I do speak
even,
back.
Even though I wake up at 20, now I know. And I have to apologize. When I post my tweet, I just be saying good morning.
Yeah,
I don't be thinking about what time it is in other parts of the country.
But it didn't even matter. It's just when I see it, it'd be like, oh, that's so cool. I mean, because it's good morning. It's like, you know.
And that's all I say is good
morning. It's like
you
can count on it. It's kind of cool. Mm-hmm. It's really cool.
Follow me. I don't get elaborate. All I do is I have a group of people, and these are people who I actually deal with probably on a regular basis, and a few fans are in there. All I do is say good morning because these are people who have supported me for so long. I let the people who have supported me know that it's a good thing.
Love Lady V, okay? She put her posse on notice every morning. Good morning. And I get that. Most of the time I'm asleep during that time. But generally if I'm working and I'll see it and I go, oh, wow, it's so cool. A lot of times I'll just wait until the next time when I'm tweeting back everybody. But most of the times it's just like, that is so awesome. So, yeah, I mean, Twitter and developing those relationships socially, they're priceless.
And it's just my little thing I do. But I'm going to thank you because you know what? I always do a live toy demo, so I got to get prepared for my toy demo.
Okay.
I want to thank you for being on this
weekend.
Definitely. I appreciate it, and you guys have lots of fun for me at Exotica because Naomi and everybody is going to be there. I'm missing so many parties. I got so jealous. I was like, oh, they're both good parties.
It's going to be great parties, but you know what? The party is where you are, and you're going to be in New Orleans celebrating your 45, and that, to me, is a big whoop.
Well, I'm going to be having fun, but I'm still going to miss everybody because it.
I'm trying to make it easy for you.
You graduate from high school, and it's like, I'm not going to see you guys no more, and it's like, but I had made a choice after last year. I was like, you know what? I was like, next year, even my assistant, he was like, that's right, you're going to be in New Orleans, because he was like, we could just drive up. I mean, my assistant was like, hey, we're going to go party. We ain't got to get no booze. We'll go party. And it's like, I'll be in New Orleans. And he's like, wow. You know, so a lot of people even here were just like, we can't believe you did it this year. And I was like, you know what? I was like, Exotica is still new for us, but it's something that we've embraced. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's like, we'll be there, you know. We'll be there the next show.
I mean, that's the thing about it. Is that, you know, you may have to miss a show, but the reality is those who care about you, those who are looking for you and looking for, they'll be there in the next show and it will continue. So I'm just saying enjoy the choice that you made and have a fantabulous 45. You won't have another time to celebrate 45.
And I'm
going to
have a real hurricane. I'm having a real hurricane. I told everybody, I was like, you're right. New Orleans don't know what's coming at them. So
yeah, that's right. I mean, Lady V is getting ready to just swarm in, okay? New Orleans will never be the same after you leave that place.
I bought new clothes. I didn't go back to sleep, though, but
it's still time. You know, you can be down there and find you one. You never know.
You know what?
But
I
lady, again.
I'm looking at all the food. I'm going to eat, but I'm going to have fun, and I want to thank you so much. Big, big hugs. But I'm going to see you in Edison, so definitely, you know, I will see you in Edison. I have been told that I have to do Edison. So, and we'll talk.
You're on notice.
Plus, I've got your number, and we're going to talk because we had some things we wanted to talk about anyway.
Absolutely, because I'm coming to New York before Exotica Edison, too. I'm going to do the Exotica Edison as well, but I will be there in August. Let me tell your listeners and tell you, though, more importantly, a documentary is being done on my life. So we have film producers that will be traveling with me on one of those trips to New York because they want to be in New York with me during one of my trips, and I may be to Exotica, New Jersey to film so forth. The film company or the company that is interested in doing my documentary has sold work to Comcast and other large venues. So this is a pretty big deal. So I'm very excited about.
You definitely got to keep
happening.
Us abreast of that. You know what? We'll have to have you back on once that's finished.
Yeah,
and then we can talk
then
about
that would
it.
Be great. Absolutely. Well, thank you again. I guess I better run. I have to begin packing and all sorts of things before I leave L.A., but sending you love and sending you safety. I mean, go in safe and peace to New Orleans. Have a great time. Celebrate 45 like it's 1999, and I will talk to you
okay,
when you
well,
get back.
I'll be talking to you later, and thank you. Have fun.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you. Bye, everyone.
Bye.
Peace with everyone. Bye-bye.
And everybody, that was Mistress C. Oh, my God, I had so much fun. I love having girl talk, but you guys know what this means. I got to do my show wrap-up. So first and foremost, I have to thank Mistress C for coming on tonight. Oh, my God, she is so fabulous. And I hope you guys took notes and got a lot of great information. She is a wealth of knowledge. But next week is strictly Ask Miss V. That means that, you know, I don't always schedule a guest, and sometimes I do a last-minute guest, but right now it's going to be Ask Miss V next week, and that means that you can start sending in your questions immediately to askmissv@thetoylady.com, and I will be answering those on the air, and I will just be doing a chit-chat. I'll probably have some people calling in, maybe have some previous guests call in. We're just going to have straight-up chit-chat that night. July 30th, I have radio host and former adult film star, India Morrell, coming on. And she's got a lot of projects going on. And this is going to be a really good show for anybody to listen to. If you've never listened to her show is fabulous. It's also on Blog Talk Radio. It's Downhouse Radio. And basically, you know, we're going to have a nice conversation. For everybody who's listening, we will not be doing anything disrespectful, but we will be talking nasty because that's what I do best. Y'all know that. But if you want to keep on top of everything that's going on with me, make sure you follow me on Twitter at Miss V the Toy Lady. That's MSVDATOYLADY. And make sure you like V's After Dark Pleasure Products on Twitter, where we have fun. This is V's After Dark, where everyone comes. And you're listening to Miss V the Toy Lady. And in a few minutes, I'm going to do the live toy demo. So, guys, go get your lubricant, sit back, chill, get your easy chair, because your girl is getting ready to do the demo of the Evolved Dream Maker. That's currently available on the homepage of thetoylady.com. That's DATOYLADY.com. And it's available for $120 immediately as of right now. And I will be back, oh, wow, in a few minutes. I'm like really in a weird mood tonight, people. I don't know what to do. So I think I want to get y'all in one of my moods. So with that said, we're going to have a really, really short intermission. How about this? my God. You guys know I get off on myself. That was the whisper song, and you guys know what that means. If I'm talking about beating up the pussy, that means I'm going to beat it up tonight with the Evolve Dreammaker. That's right. It's tonight's toy feature product. And for those of you who are listening, yeah, this is like one of my favorite toys. I got so many of them. But it's got so many speeds, I'm going through it. What y'all hear is me adjusting because I'm trying to figure out which way I want to come and how I want to do it. So I'm trying to get these things going good. I think I'm going to have it just like that. So I hope everybody got their lube. You can sit back, listen, and enjoy. Oh, and if you don't have your lube, anything will work. But I'm going to make sure that... Okay, I didn't want to do that. I want this going faster. There we go. That's what I needed. Had to get that speed up. Oh. My goodness. All I could say is damn. Oh, Lord. You guys have a good evening.